Escalating warnings about Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House stops short of predicting a Russian invasion, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there's a distinct possibility that President Putin could give the final go order. So the U.S. is telling Americans to leave Ukraine now, or at least within 48 hours.
The president will not be putting the lives of our men and women in uniform at risk by sending them into a war zone to rescue people who could have left now but chose not to. So we are asking people to make the responsible choice.
This as other countries, including Britain and Israel, tell their citizens to leave. Meantime, President Biden is ordering 3,000 more paratroopers to Poland. That makes a total of 5,000 additional U.S. forces in Europe for now, aimed at reassuring allies and bolstering NATO's eastern flank. The Joint Chiefs Chairman holding a call with a Russian military leader today and then with counterparts from multiple allies, while President Biden had a video call with transatlantic leaders. He is now expecting to have a call with Russia's president tomorrow. The UK foreign minister who met, the UK defense minister who met with Russia's defense chief in Moscow earlier today said that Russia said again it's not planning an invasion. President Biden also speaking with Canada's prime minister about the ongoing COVID mandate protest disrupting auto plants on both sides of the border.
Toyota says its plants in Kentucky, Alabama, and West Virginia are also being impacted by the supply chain crisis that these protests are creating. GM, Ford, Stellantis, and Honda are all being hit by this as well.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, the Canadian government trying to put a stop to the Freedom Convoy.
To the people of Ottawa under siege, I say, we will ensure you're able to resume life and business as soon as possible.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford declaring a state of emergency. A Canadian judge says he will order protesters to stop blocking access to the Ambassador Bridge. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Testimony continues at the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights.
The chair of the Minnesota agency that sets licensing standards for police officers telling jurors that J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao were all trained about constitutional rights and first aid. All three officers are accused of failing to provide medical help to George Floyd and two of failing to intervene. On Thursday, a Minneapolis police detective testified the officers should have intervened to stop Derek Chauvin, who in a deal pled guilty in this case and who was convicted on state charges last year. King, Lane, and Tao also face state charges and have pled not guilty to all charges against them.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The FDA taps the brakes on a COVID vaccine for kids under age 5. Pfizer has proposed extra low doses, applying for emergency use before its own study was even finished at the urging of the FDA as the Omicron variant was surging. Now regulators say they want more time for review, putting off a meeting set for next week. The countdown to Super Bowl 56 includes a lot of security, not just around the stadium. Customs and Border Protection is part of air security.
Brandon Tucker is the deputy director of air operations with CBP's Air and Marine Operations based in San Diego.
We're able to transmit real-time video from our surveillance aircraft down to operations centers throughout the LA basin. So you can rest assured that we've got our eye in the sky to help keep this event safe.
They also have agents patrolling by boat. Evan Wagley is a CBP Marine Interdiction Agent.
The ocean's a big place. The key is there's no border fence. So it's really up to us to be that border fence to stop any threats that would be coming in.
In Inglewood, California, Ashley Soriano, Fox News.
The week ends with a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 503. The Nasdaq tumbling more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.